and welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate our faith into all the areas of our lives. On this program, we like to share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer, and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. So that's what we do on this program. We share the Word, and we're praying that God will bless you mightily today. We like to start the program with a scripture reading. I kind of go all week, and I kind of read the scripture, and I wait for something to jump off the page. And this week, there were several, but I'm now into reading Galatians, Paul's letter to the Galatians. This comes from chapter 2. It's just one verse, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And I'm reading this from the Passion Translation. It goes like this. My old identity has been co-crucified with Messiah and no longer lives, for the nails of his cross crucified me with him. And now the essence of this new life is no longer mine, for the Anointed One lives his life through me. We live in union as one. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me so much that he gave himself for me and dispenses his life into mine. Again, that's Galatians 2:20, read from the Passion Translation. Again, I want to thank you all for joining us this morning. I want to also remind you that we have all of our podcasts loaded on iTunes, and we have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. Please keep making your comments on the site, and we always welcome your prayer requests. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with today's guests, so please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia. The Run for Autism 5K will be on Saturday, April 13th from 6:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Charlottesville High School. Join family, friends, supporters, and staff for VIA's 20th anniversary Run for Autism. Nano Days is an annual event held in conjunction with UVA's Engineering Open House on April 6th starting at 9 a.m. This family-friendly, fun, and free event will be at Wilsdorf Hall on Whitehead Road. All ages can enjoy hands-on nanoscience. Come and celebrate the cultural diversity of our local community. The 16th Annual Festival of Cultures is at Booker T. Washington Park in Charlottesville from 10 to 4 on May 11th, with a wide variety of entertainment, including dance, song, and storytelling. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@monticellomedia.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in with us this morning. We have a new friend on the program today. My new friend is Marguerite Evans, comes to us via an old friend, a really good friend. Joan Hutter has introduced me to Marguerite. So, Joan, thank you for bringing yet another super person to us on Everyday Faith Radio. And, Marguerite, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. What an honor to be here.
Well, what we like to do on this program is we like to hear about your faith journey. Mm-hmm. So if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about how you came to faith, and then I'm probably going to ask you, just a dozen questions or so about that, but let's hear it.
So I was born and raised in South Africa. My childhood was more difficult. My father was addicted to pain medication, and he suffered from depression, and he even one time had shock treatments and almost killed my mom. And he was a product from his father. He had a very tough relationship with his dad, and he never knew how to show love to us. I never received love from my father, and that had a big impact on my life. And all my life, we actually went to church, but I never made a commitment to the Lord. But growing up, As around about 3 years old, I was molested, and I never knew that until later years. It came back, and the Lord brought incredible healing to my heart, but I had no memory of it until the Lord brought it back to me. So as a seven-year-old, I didn't know what was wrong with me, and at one point, I was in hospital for 7 days, where they did all these kind of tests on me to see what was wrong with this child, because I was sitting in the bath, and I told my mom that I wanted to die. I did not want to live as a seven-year-old. And in the end, after all the tests, all I could find out at that time was that I was just really stressed out as a seven-year-old. And when I was 9, the social worker came to my mom. And my mom tried different things to make things better at home. But the social worker said to my mom, she needs to make a decision. She cannot stay there with us anymore. So that helped my mom to make the decision, because she felt sorry for my dad and everything that happened to him. And so as a 9-year-old, my parents divorced. And when I was 14 years old, my father died. And my mom married again. So I had a stepfather for a few years. That didn't work out. This man was also not a father to us. He was different than my dad, but many things were similar than my dad. So I had a very warped really idea of what father was. I couldn't connect with father. I had no idea what father was. And then after high school, so I lived in this little small town. We used to say it's the one horse town and the horse died kind of place. And we're going to the city for college. I went to study what my friend wanted to study. I had no vision for my life. I couldn't see anything good coming from my life. I had incredible low self-esteem, low self-worth. I could see good things happen for other people, but I just could not see anything for my own life. So I went to the city, and there my life started to go down the drain in wrong directions. And a friend of mine's mom one time said to us, you need to go to this church. Well, I've been going to church all my life, so I felt, okay, I need to go to this church. And every Sunday morning, at some point, I would wake up and remember, oh, I need to go to church. So I never even arrived on time at this church. And then one morning, they wanted to pray for people. And I felt, every time they wanted to pray for people, that morning I felt I should go. And this lady prayed for me, and I was crying. And I told my friend's mom that somebody prayed for me, and it really touched my heart. And this lady said, you need to see this friend of mine. And I was really afraid to see this friend of this lady, but they picked me up. I had no choice to go. So I went to see this lady, and this lady led me into repenting for all the things I've done wrong in my life. So I was there for a while. I was weeping, and I felt this incredible shift in my life. I really encountered the grace of God, and I received the Holy Spirit. I walked out of there, and I felt like I was walking on clouds. And it started the healing journey in my life, tasting that freedom. And it's a lot of things immediately shifted in my life. And then it was a journey, because once you've tasted freedom, I knew there was more. And it set me on a journey to receive more from the Lord. And another significant thing that happened in my life, a few years later, I went on my first mission trip to Zimbabwe, an African country just north of South Africa. And I came into that time very tired. I worked on an event, and through the training, getting us ready to go into the rural areas, I fell asleep through all the trainings. And the one training, I woke up, and the man said, if you want a touch from the Father, come to the front. And in my mind, at that point, our pastor have shared a lot. He was actually did a teaching series on who God is as the Father. So I thought in my mind, oh, I know, I understand God is Father. I know it. And in my heart, I felt the Lord say to me, you need to go to the front. So on that beautiful soft grass in this tent, I went to the front and I knelt down and I burst into tears. And this elderly man came, and he just knelt next to me, and he put his arms around me, And he just held me, and he started to touch my face, my cheek with his hand, and he stroked my head. And it was the first time I ever felt a physical touch of a father. Mm. And he was speaking a father's blessing over me. But in my heart, something shifted, and revelation came to my heart that God is my father. And that had such an incredible impact where I realized I did a lot of things to receive love, even as a Christian, even receiving Jesus, that I wanted to have approval. I wanted to be loved. And that day, it settled in my heart that I am loved, that I am accepted, and that I belong to the Father. And so many things in my life just set in that he has a plan for me, that I'm not in competition with anybody, that if through everything I walk in my life, difficult things, good things, that he is for me. And that was a transformational through my life. That is what has kept me, and that has opened so much for me. And what the Lord has done in my life, things that I could never imagine. I cannot believe I'm sitting here. Mm. It's because of the Father. I could never speak in front of people. And he just opened it up.
This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're speaking with Marguerite Evans, and we're heading to the first break. But Marguerite, that is a beautiful story about the love of the Father and how you encountered the Father's love. Have you ever heard the quote, every person has a hole in their heart that only God can fill? Have you ever kind of heard that before?
Yes.
And don't you sort of see that in your life?
Yes,
that you had something that mm-hmm. you were missing. And mm-hmm. oftentimes, so many of us, I know the listeners can relate to this, is we go searching for different things to fill that hole mm-hmm. in our heart. And we search for maybe the wrong relationship. Maybe we start substance abuse. Maybe we're looking at things on the computer that we shouldn't look at. And, mm-hmm. and you start searching for all these things, and nothing can fill that hole
yeah.
until you found it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a core need in every person. The core need for every person is to be loved.
Mm.
And that vacuum can only be filled by God's love. And then other people's love, yes, we need it, and it's a blessing, and we need one another. But that core love, and I think why many of us miss it, like for me, I did not know even that God was interested in me, because in my earthly fathers, my biological father, and then I had a stepfather for a few years, I didn't receive that love. And I've many places where I share about this, you know, some people needed to perform for their father's love, so they feel they need to perform to receive love, or where their earthly fathers may have only seen the C's and the B's, but not even say anything about the A's, or people are afraid of the earthly father mm. where there has been mm. abuse. So when we hear the word father, unless God has done a healing on your heart, the way you've seen your earthly father is similar as God the Father. Because mm. our earthly fathers is the first picture of who God is as our heavenly Father. And for me, in my culture, we don't challenge father. We don't challenge our parents or think anything bad about our parents. So it was a big step for me to take a moment and to look, how was my earthly father really towards me? And I realized, you know, it's not just the things that happened to us, but also the things that didn't happen to us that has a massive effect on our lives. And I was able to start this journey to forgive my dad. Sometimes I would drive in the car and I would forgive my dad and say, Lord, I repent for any way that I've judged him. He was a product of his father. Because when we look at our earthly fathers, it's not that we dishonor them, and it's not that we even blame them, but we see it for that they are the product of where they come mm. from. And as we deal with that, we can see who our Heavenly Father truly is, and that he is for us, and that he has incredible plans, and that he receives us. He wants us to come to him just the way we are, And His love is what transforms our lives. Mm,
this is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're going to take a quick break. But Marguerite, I want you to know one thing that you've said on this program that really comes forefront. We pray the Lord's Prayer oftentimes, and we lead it with Our Father. Our Father. And we say that, and that is correct, and that is how we're taught. But what you've brought home on this program for me that you've just really brought to the front is you said, My Father. And I love the way you claimed My Father. My Father. It's Our Father, but you brought it all the way down and personalized it to you, which obviously we're going to talk about that on the back half of the program, what a difference that made in your life to have your Heavenly Father and experience the love of God that way. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with more of our interview with Marguerite Evans. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia. The Run for Autism 5K will be on Saturday, April 13th from 6:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Charlottesville High School. Join family, friends, supporters, and staff for VIA's 20th anniversary Run for Autism. Nano Days is an annual event held in conjunction with UVA's Engineering Open House on April 6th starting at 9 a.m. This family-friendly, fun, and free event will be at Wilsdorf Hall on Whitehead Road. All ages can enjoy hands-on nanoscience. Come and celebrate the cultural diversity of our local community. The 16th Annual Festival of Cultures is at Booker T. Washington Park in Charlottesville from 10 to 4 on May 11th, with a wide variety of entertainment, including dance, song, and storytelling. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@monticellomedia.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and we're here on the program today with Marguerite Evans. Marguerite comes to us via South Africa, now living out in California, and our friend Joan Hutter brought her here to Charlottesville, and she's ministering a lot. Marguerite, I want to shift gears a little bit, and I want to talk about your current ministry. We heard a lot about how you came to faith through the love of the Father. Now I want to kind of pick up to the here and now and see where that goes, but I want to know more about your current ministry and what you'll be doing in Charlottesville with your time.
So in Charlottesville, we'll be doing trauma healing training this week, which is an incredible training. I, over the years, since I gave my life to the Lord, like I shared, I've had a hunger to receive more freedom. And I had a training in many different modules and healing of the heart. And I've seen different places in the world how God's healing power have transformed people's lives. I've been in very dark places in the world, underground meetings, and to see people receive freedom through what Jesus paid for. It is absolutely incredible. There's nothing like seeing somebody's life being healed. I've been in nations where 85 to 95% of women, according to U.S. officials, have been raped at least once. And I've, with many of them, one-on-one, I've ministered. So I've, the Lord has put me on this pathway, and also because of my background where I was molested. So this trauma theme has been an interest of mine, and to see this, how God's power bring complete healing and freedom to people. I just want to share this. A key breakthrough that I received was in my late 30s. I was ministering to a lot of people, and I was always I'm always open to receive prayer for myself. And a big breakthrough that I needed in my life was to get free from anger issues. I had incredible anger issues. And over the years, the Lord has brought me to a place where I was able to cope with it, where I was able to, I could feel it come, and I could turn away from it. And I thought I was free. I did not react to it. And then one day I was sitting with someone praying for me, and all of a sudden I saw a door with a red X on it. And it was a counselor, and the counselor said, do you want to go through that door? And I said, yes, I want to be free. If there's anything there, I want to be free. And the next moment, I was in a moment that I knew something was very wrong. And the only way I can really tell you that it was real was the emotion I was in touch with in that moment. I knew I was taken advantage of, and I knew that the anger, the pain, all of it, I was just flooded with that emotion. And then all of a sudden, I just said to him, I am so angry, I want to scream. And he said, take a pillow. So I took a pillow, and there's other people around. So it was this moment, but I didn't care. I had to get rid of it. So I started to scream into that pillow. And after that session, I realized that I was free. And I started this journey where I started to realize then that the importance of processing emotion, that when things happen to us, as Christians, many times we know we need to forgive, but we don't take the time to process that emotion because we don't want to go back there. We don't want that feeling. And in my own life and in other people's lives, I've now started to realize that to pay attention to things that push my buttons in the moment, and to say, and especially when I say afterwards, why did that affect me so deeply? If I really think about it, why did that touch me so deep? Why did it upset me on that level? And I started to realize that those moments are always connected to a deeper moment, a deeper memory that was not healed. And so in my journey in this, friends of mine invited me to do trauma healing training with a group of Iranian media people who were receiving this training in California. And so I've done work in that part of the world too. So I was there and I received the training, and it was incredible training in the sense that it is participatory style training. So we discuss the lessons, but then people have time to process, and we have different ways to help people process and the pain, and also to train people about the grief journey. And I've been amazed by the different cultures that I've used this material, and in general with my own ministry that I do, how different cultures see the grieving process, how it's not valued in many cultures. There's no time for it, or men don't cry, especially with men too. This thing that men should not process. But when we don't process these things, it affects our lives on every level. So this training is powerful, that we take the time. So we cover the lessons. We do even topics like domestic abuse, and we do the grief, and even ask questions. If God is good, why does these things happen to good people? So we take it on with scripture, discuss it, and have and invite the Lord to search our hearts and to process. So the trauma training is a part of my ministry that I do. Yeah, that is just really powerful.
This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're talking with Marguerite Evans, who's visiting us in Charlottesville this week. And Marguerite, I'm curious about this, because as a society, I think even more so since the Great Recession of 2008-2009, so many people suffered in so many ways in this country. And I think that, let me try to get this thought out, is that to cope with suffering, many times we have to become professionals at compartmentalizing our feelings. And so we had this really bad thing happen in our life, but we're going to put it in a box and we're going to put it over here on the shelf. And we're then seen as, okay, well, we're strong because we're able to take that and not really, as you, to use your word, not really process that, not ever really get healed from that. We just put it on the shelf and leave it there. But kind of what I'm hearing from you is that may work for a while, but eventually it's going to come back and manifest itself in some other ways, either anger or many different flavors, I guess. What would you say to any of our listeners who, for the past 10 or 12 years, they've been processing this and they've been compartmentalizing, and they've had some tragedy or some just really hard things happen in their life? What would you say to a listener who's tuning in saying, well, I don't want to take that off the shelf and deal with that, because then I might have to deal with it.
Yeah, and it's painful.
Mm-hmm.
I would say first to have a heart like David, who said in Psalm 139, 23 and 24, Lord, will you come and search my heart? I don't believe in looking, being navel-gazing, looking at our issues all the time, but I do feel it's very important to say, Lord, will you come? And to take the time and the moment where those emotions come up, maybe when you least expect it, you may be at church, you may be home alone, you may be walking on the beach, but allow yourself to think about it. Allow yourself, sometimes people process by writing it, some people process by speaking it out, but to know that God wants to hear it. Mm. Yes, he knows everything, but he's a God of relationship. Mm. And when we bring those things to him and we voice it, there's something about voicing how you really felt. I felt like a failure. I felt my life was falling apart. I didn't know where to touch. I couldn't hold on anything. Anything I tried fell apart. Whatever the emotion, to speak it out and to ask the Lord, is there anything I started to believe in that time? Mm. And why was I not able to give it to you at that time? And that's probably coming from a deeper place where someone may not really trust the Lord in that. So to ask the Lord, why did there say anything that I started to believe? And then if the Lord reveals what you believe, ask him what he says about it. And say, Lord, I repent for believing that lie. I break my agreement with that lie. I want to know what the truth is. It was when we hear the truth sets us free. Mm-hmm. Because if you have come to the place where you have to compartmentalize, that means something earlier already happened where a person did not know how to take it to the Lord. Maybe they were not allowed to show the emotion. Mm-hmm. What will happen if I show my emotion? What is the fear? What is holding the person back? Yeah, so process by writing it, voicing it, and just to be open. So, Lord, is there anything I believe here? Is there anything that has caused me to react in this way? Is there anything that's holding me back? And people don't know they believe those lies until you ask the Lord to look at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've spoken to people and helped people in this process, and they're always amazed by what they realize they are believing. But to see again the truth come and people being set free, it's absolutely worth it.
I bet that's amazing. Marguerite Evans, I have so many more questions to ask you. We've run out of program time, but I would imagine one of the big issues that people deal with for when you're talking about trauma healing is, you know, right down probably in the front row is unforgiveness.
Yes.
And gosh, I wish I could go there, but we're out of time. And but I want to thank you because your light shines when you are around people, and I believe you have been set free from any of your anger because just being with you, none of that appears to show, and so happy.
It's very freeing.
Happy for you, and well, yeah. I want to pray for you this week for the ministry. I want to thank our friend Joan Hutter for bringing you to us. So, Marguerite, to you, to anyone who comes to your trauma healing sessions, to all of our listeners, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Marguerite, it was so great to meet you.
Thank you. You too.
I want to thank Joan Hutter. She is so awesome for bringing people on this show. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you all next week.
Come restore and make us new.
It's like having a Fox News app
right there in your dashboard.
Seville 107.5 and AM 1260 WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
WCHV time, 10 o'clock. I'm Tim Dodson with your WCHV local news first, your top story. A local software company is planning to move its offices from Albemarle County into the city of Charlottesville. The Daily Progress reported Friday that the move will see CoConstruct relocate from two offices in Albemarle to new office space planned for the 323 building at 323 2nd Street near downtown. According to figures cited in the Progress article, the relocation will nearly double the company's square feet of office space from about 18,000 to 40,000 square feet.